Skype of Cthulhu presents a Call of Cthulhu campaign. This is Our Home by Jim Phillips.
So, we continued sort of looking out over the construction area and doing a little brooch gazing. And I don't think came up with anything useful or interesting. Well, useful while doing that. There was a little bit of interest as Peter saw something scary. And then and Mazer did use the brooch from within the cornerless room and was unable to really get the information he was looking for, but did seem to get some possibility of some information. And then a couple of us went to look at city records about construction permits and what happened. And one of the things that eventually tumbled out of all of this is it seems like a lot of the important dates about Carolina's birth and some construction and some building permits, et cetera, are either solstices or equinoxes. So that was sort of interesting, more coincidental dates. As we were sort of breaking up the conversation, talking with our new friend, up on floor 5 or 6 on the sixth floor in room 16, Johnny, there was a large bit of smoke coming from the corner of the stairwell. It seemed like there was going to be a fire, but all of a sudden there was some creature, beast, something that seemed to have its eye focused rather solidly on Peter, if I remember correctly. And then Zulima appeared, and she seemed sad.
It was actually Frank.
It was Frank. Okay, sorry. On Frank. Zulima appeared, and she did some magic finger waggles and grabbed onto this beast, and the two of them went crashing out the window, and that is where we ended.
It is indeed. So, Mr. Mazer, you're still up on the sixth floor.
Correct. Looking down, staring numbly. Yep.
And Mr. Griffin and Mr. Romero were legging it downstairs.
Yes. I recall correctly.
Yes.
And so, yeah, so, Mr. Romero, Mr. Griffin, you know, the two of you hear, you know, snarl, roar, crash, breaking glass, woman scream. And, Mr. Mazer, you see them go out the window.
I will run to the window and look down over what is happening.
You may make a sanity roll.
Oh, good. I think I'm insane. Can I really make a sanity roll?
Oh, that's true. You are insane, aren't you? Never mind. You're already kooky. yeah, you look below you and you can see that there's a couple cars stopped on the street and some people, you know, kind of rushing out from some of the houses across the street, and you know, passersby on the sidewalk are rushing over. And on the sidewalk directly below you, you see the very pregnant young 20-something Zulima Mendoza lying in a large and growing pool of blood, her limbs twisted in unfortunate angles. And that's it.
I will sixth floor. Yeah, I will run down the stairs and out the front door.
Okay.
I think that's where I was headed too.
Well, you two were certainly headed downstairs, so...
I'm a little surprised to see Frank with me. I mean, I did think the monster was looking at Frank and thought, well, the monster will eat Frank. I don't know if I would have left if I had thought that she was in danger. Fine with Frank being eaten. Now I have a certain amount of guilt.
Yeah. So I was running towards my room, though.
Okay.
And looking for the safety of the cornerless rooms.
Yeah, I'm not entirely certain we've rolled anything to see just how cornerless your pillows and tape have made the room. But nonetheless, as long as it makes you feel better, that's the important thing.
That's what matters, exactly. Yes.
So, Mr. Romero, you disappear inside your room. Mr. Mazur, you probably, are maybe half a staircase behind them.
Yeah.
So by the time he gets off the stairs and down the hallway and opens fumbling lock, you probably see Mr. Romero trying to get into his door.
Okay. I will ignore that and carry on outside.
Okay. Mr. Griffin?
Yeah, no, I was running outside because I don't believe this rounded thing is anything at all. I thought I'll just get outside.
Okay.
So I probably get outside and see a lot of confusion over to the side and go.
You absolutely do. You see bystanders, you see... people calling 911. What happened? Looking up at the window, looking up at the building, looking over at you as you've come out of the building. And then a few moments later, Mr. Mazur bursts out of the building.
I would like to run to her and see if there's any chance of her not being dead.
Go ahead and make an appropriate roll.
All right. 44 is just over my first aid, so
I will run over as well, having been stopped for a minute before Kevin runs by me, and then I will catch up. And I'm not particularly good at first aid, but
did you want to make a first aid roll nonetheless, or
sure, why not? An 87. As I said, I'm not really good at first aid. But do you want me to roll sanity? Because I am, not insane.
Yeah, I think, you should definitely roll sanity.
I don't have that, but, ooh, no, that's a good failure.
D3.
Oh. I wanted to catch up to the other guys.
Yeah, good luck.
A woman, kind of a, kind of 40 something, maybe woman, kind of pushes her way through the crowd. What happened? What happened? I am a nurse. Let me through.
Good. Come
push everybody. Back.
I sort of point up at the window, up at the sixth floor there.
And she kind of comes through and kneels down and says, "Oh my God," feels for a pulse and. For a minute, then just kind of leans back. No, she is dead.
No.
Zulima, what happened to Zulima? She, the child.
Yes.
She was such a lovely lady. What? How did? She kind of looks up, sees the the broken glass around the body, and looks up the broken window. Did she fall out the window? What happened?
Yes. No. Yeah. Yes. She wept. She's a hero.
She jumped.
I'm sort of looking around for this creature
No, no, no. She would not jump. Zulima was happy. She was looking forward to having her daughter. She would not jump. What do you mean jump?
He stands up. His hands are covered in blood, and knees are covered in blood.
You see no evidence of the hound.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know.
Kind of wanders off in a daze.
You hear sirens in the distance.
Oh.
I'll go over to Kirk.
I don't know if Kirk has left.
Right. Oh, you're still right next to the body?
I'm still right there, sort of holding the crowd back, and I'm sort of looking, wondering what happened.
Yeah.
Because in my brain, where it should be Frank here.
Yeah. You saw the creature, though, right?
I did see the creature, but then I rolled an amazingly good sanity roll, so I'm untouched by this.
Right. Yeah, no, I think so if you're standing a few, whatever, a yard or two away, and you're the only one I sort of recognize who was there, I'll walk over to you and sort of, she grabbed it, she wrestled it, she pushed it out the window, or maybe it pulled her out the window, but the two of them were fighting, and I think, or something, and crashed out the window, and then I looked immediately from up above, and nothing, just gone.
Jim, I have
back into its puff of smoke.
I have this fuzzy recollection that she put something in my pocket as I went by. Is that a true recollection,
or that is a true recollection? Yes.
Ooh, nice. I will reach around in my pockets to see if I can find what she gave me.
It is very easy to find. Because you know what you put in your pockets on a daily basis. And hey, where did that house key come from?
She put it in. She put it in my pocket as I was taking off.
It's a key?
It's a house key, but I.
Where?
I don't know. We'd have to go and check out her. Does she live with somebody or did she live alone? I can't remember.
She lived alone.
Maybe there's something in her apartment, but I don't know. This is all pretty suspicious. We might want to not draw the attention of the cops here that we're first on the scene twice for this sort of thing.
Does it look like one of our apartment keys or does it look different?
No, it very much looks like one of your apartment keys.
Okay. Well, then I would call it an apartment key, not a house key. Okay, yeah.
Sorry.
No problem.
There's the same kind of engraved, stylized H as in on your individual keys.
Oh, yeah, cool. And
then kind of the number 6.
And that's her room, her house. That's we were in.
You were there, yep.
Okay, cool.
I mean, we can check it. Gotta be quick if we're going to do it. Let's keep a watch.
Let's go.
Yep, let's go. I will head inside.
Okay.
What happened to Frank?
He peeled off in his room somewhere. Still thinks that corner thing is a thing.
Oh, it's the smoke. Smoke.
I know, it just appeared.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, let's go up. And I will, open the door to her apartment.
Okay.
Looking around.
You're not gonna stop and check on Mr. Romero or anything?
No. He can hear us talking as we're walking up, and he can decide if he wants to leave the shelter of his house or not.
Well, he's actually a floor above Zulima, so... He won't.
Oh, he's on the 7th floor?
Zulima's on the 1, 2, 3, 2nd floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, and given that I'm very low in sanity, I don't believe that's going to be the case. I don't want to go out yet.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So, yeah, you head up to the second floor, go to number 6 there, right next door to Mr. Mazur.
Yep.
Slide the key in the lock. It fits.
Let's keep an eye out at the door.
Yeah, sort of look up and down the hall and then pop in.
Yeah. I mean, should we watch for the cops in case they show up? I guess it doesn't matter. If they get that far, we're going to be caught. Okay, I'm going to open the door and look in.
You can definitely hear sirens getting closer at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, you open the door, you look in. The apartment is basically, you know, exactly as you remember it from when you were here a couple days ago. You know, very similar, you know, in kind of furnishings and, you know, obviously the layout is identical to yours. You know, it is neat and clean. You know, you can kind of see behind the couch and kind of peeking out from some of the corners and stuff, you know, a crib and, you know, a little nicely folded stack of baby clothes and toys for an infant and this kind of thing. But what immediately draws your attention, because it was clearly set up in such a way to immediately draw someone's attention, is on the coffee table in the living room, leaned up against a small framed photograph, which has been placed on the coffee table and kind of pointed directly at the door, and then leaned up against that so that it is also pointed directly at the door, is an envelope.
I'll go and grab it, pick it up.
Yeah, I will stay by the door and keep looking out and listening carefully. See if hear any cops coming up the stairs.
Okay.
I'll open the envelope and see what's inside it.
Inside the envelope is, believe it or not, a handout.
Yay! September 23, 1976. Detective Albert Tazgill. I did it. I killed Ascension Roldem. I did not want to do so, but she made me so angry that I could not help myself. The guilt is now too much for me to bear. Goodbye, Zulema Mendoza. Wow.
Better put that back.
Yeah.
This is clearly...
really meant for the... But why? Why would she give you the key?
I mean, if someone wanted to set her up,
you think she's worried that the police won't find the note?
Well, so
I mean, we could just give. Actually, why don't we just give them the note? We can say that she left it up on the sixth floor by the window. That explains why we opened it and why we have it. It's all ripped already. The envelope. Unless it wasn't sealed, in which case it's not ripped.
Yeah.
It was not sealed. It was just folded in.
But we should do that, but let's take a quick look around because if this is not her, like this is where it gets sort of weird. Like on one hand, you could say someone, whoever wanted her to die for whatever reason, put this note here so it looked like a suicide. But then why would she send us here?
Exactly.
And
I mean, maybe she knew that she had to jump out the window with this creature somehow. I mean,
unless she saw the future, but I don't, I mean,
right.
Although, I mean, the one thing it does do is it stops the little girl from being a criminal.
I can imagine totally why she would do that.
But she had her own unborn baby, though. I'm just going to quickly look around the room and see if anything else looks unusual.
About hidden roll.
14, which is probably some reasonable level of success. Yes, it's a hard success.
You don't find anything particularly unusual. You do, you know, find along the way. Excuse me. a bank book and, you know, some other things with, you know, Zulima's handwriting on it, you know, which does look like the handwriting on the note, as far as you can tell.
Okay.
But otherwise, okay. There's nothing particularly outstanding or of particular interest.
Yeah, I think she wrote it and either she was planning to save. I mean, either it's a coincidence and she just happened to be. It's all crazy, but she.
Yeah. I was just thinking, if she can see the future and she knew she was going to die that way,
mm-hmm.
Why not have some good come out of it?
Exactly.
Ugh. Why her, not Frank? I don't know. Yeah, I guess, yeah, let's go bring him the note. We'll say we were upstairs. We could say we're upstairs visiting the guy upstairs. And
yeah.
As we walked by, we saw that the door was partially open and the key was in it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
She left her door. Yeah, she'd leave her door open. Why not, right?
Right. I got to tell you, I'm not great at lying to people, though, but maybe we can. Maybe I can just convince him it's the truth.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Yeah, close enough. I bet I can keep a straight face. Acting.
Okay.
All right. Let's go.
Let's go. Leave the door open with the key in it.
Absolutely. Yeah, put it in. All right.
Okay. Outside, you can definitely hear, you know, some ambulance, you know, an ambulance has arrived, a couple police cars. You know, you can start to hear the police, stay back, step back. And as you are coming down, as you are coming down, you can see that there are a couple of policemen standing by the front door outside.
I will go up to the first one and say, and I'll read his name or whatever. So Sergeant so-and-so or detective, I don't know what he is, but.
Officer Jones.
Officer Jones, and I'll just hand him the note. The envelope.
You live in the building, sir?
Yes, sir, yes.
What is this?
It's a note. We were coming downstairs and it's from Zulima, and I sort of point outside.
Oh. She gave you a suicide? Well, I'll let the detective handle that.
Yeah, good. Thank you.
But why don't you hold on to that until the lieutenant or the detective gets here?
Sure.
Would you mind just waiting right out there with the others, please?
Outside?
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
Within about another 10 minutes, another car pulls up and two more officers, plainclothes, both of whom you recognize, Detective Tazgul and Lieutenant Roscoe, get out. And the detective immediately heads over to the body where the paramedics have it covered with a sheet. You know, kind of leans down, pulls up the sheet, looks at her, that kind of thing. The lieutenant starts, you know, kind of reorganizing the police, you know, get these people back, blah, blah, blah. Okay, what happened? Oh, she jumped from the window. Okay, I guess we'll have to go in and take a look at that in a minute. Kind of looking around at the crowd.
I sort of look at Officer Jones.
He is not paying any attention to you.
Okay. I will walk towards Detective Tazgul.
You hear the lieutenant. Tazgul, you ready to go inside? I'll be there in just a second, Lieutenant. He kind of stands up and turns and sees you walking towards him.
a detective.
And I think you two have met, right?
Yeah, I think so. He's the one I went into the police station and talked to him.
Yeah, okay.
You'll notice as you walk closer that I am not doing that because I had a I was with Taya, whatever her name is, and it was not a pleasant experience for anybody involved. and I'm doing that even though I had you go do that, even though you have blood on you and I don't. And still I said, you know, I think he's going to make a better impression than I will.
Mr. Mazur, I believe it was.
Yes, sir. And I pull out the envelope and I'll say, Officer Jones asked me to hold on to this until you got here. And I will hand it to him. It's probably covered in blood, too, now.
What do you have? Let's see.
It's a note from Zulema when I look down at the body.
I assume you're Zulema, then, is the young lady here on the sidewalk?
Zulema Mendoza, apartment 6.
Huh. Boy, this looks like a suicide letter to me, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Weird that it's dated 4 days ago.
So what do you mean? What's today?
And waited 4 days to actually jump. Don't usually see that, do you? Huh.
I don't know.
Okay, well, thank you. Well, he kind of looks up at the window. Looks at you. Did you see her jump?
Yeah. We were upstairs talking to Johnny. And he came out, and she was there. And
I'm sorry, Johnny? Who's Johnny?
He lives in 16.
And did this Johnny see her jump as well?
No, he's in a wheelchair.
Okay. So you were upstairs talking to Johnny.
Came out, we were headed, and she was there, and she was coming up the stairs as we were coming down, and then she ran out the window, we saw that her room was open, and this letter was like staring at the door. You'll see when you go in there. It was leaning against the photograph. It was just said, "Hey, look at me," and we did. And this is
Okay.
We tried to save her, but it was horrible.
I was about to say, give me a fast talk or a persuade roll, because there is a lot of truth in there, but there's a lot of not truth as well. It feels like it's drifting more towards a fast talk roll, but...
Well, that was true also.
Well, was it?
I did. I rolled first aid. well, that's a 17, which we'll give you 2 points of luck. It's a hard success on persuade.
Okay. Well, thank you for that, Mr. Mazur. Or help some of the others who live in your building, I can tell you. Well, why don't you stay out here with the rest, and we'll go in and check it out.
Okay. Yeah, we'll stay here. I'll stay here. That's fine.
And Detective Tazgul, Lieutenant Roscoe, and one of the police officers enter the building.
Boy, I wonder what's going to happen if they feel like they have to. I probably shouldn't have given up the letter, because if they really want to hold on to Carolina, they're just going to destroy the letter. They're not going to let it be evidence. Huh. Oh, well.
Well, she's still a minor. They can just say they can't find who she's supposed to be with. They want to hold on to her.
That's true.
I mean, it's not like they're going to say, well, it looks like you're all set and put her out in the street.
I guess not. Yeah, I don't know what they do with. I guess it's back to social services if they think she's innocent.
Yeah, I think somebody got tired of having a middle medium. But
Mr. Romero, as you are cowering in your apartment, you hear a group of men walk by, some of the voices you recognize.
I'll peek through the door.
Yep, and you see... The detective and the lieutenant and some random police officer walk past.
Okay. And I will just wait for them to say something. If not, I will just peek through the door.
Okay. Yep, they head upstairs. About a half an hour later, they come back out. They go talk to the paramedics who bundle up the mortal remains of Zulema Mendoza, load her into the ambulance, and drive away.
Well, it seems to be safe, so I will just come out and look for the others.
Okay. You can find them outside still, probably, as the the detective kind of goes around and talks to a couple of the other people standing outside. What did you see? This kind of thing, writing down some notes, and then within another 20-30 minutes or so, they all pack up and leave.
Can I make
as well.
A listen roll? To see if any of the people, as they're giving their evidence, mention anything about any sort of weird beast.
Go ahead.
16 is a hard success.
No one mentions any such thing.
Awesome. Now I can completely doubt my own eyes as well. Now the story that I told the policeman seems more and more true.
pretty much everyone's story, is either I heard a scream and I ran outside and saw her laying there, or I thought I heard a scream. I came outside. I saw a group of people. There's a couple people who, I heard a scream. I looked up and I saw a woman falling. Mm-hmm. But kind of that's. It seems to you that no one actually saw her go through the window, except you.
Right. Okay.
Wow. See, Griffin, I wasn't lying. I am not crazy. You saw the creature, right?
I mean, I saw some cool effects, but
I saw the creature.
Yes. Thank you, Mazer. Thank you.
I don't believe it, but I saw it.
Well.
So what now? Do you guys believe she's the one that commanded the creature to kill Asuncion?
Not for a minute, no.
No.
No?
She was a victim of it all, but gosh, what, I've kind of lost track. What day is this now?
Monday the 27th.
At what time?
By the time all this is said and done, it's definitely pushing on, into the mid-afternoon. So, yeah, you're going to have to get to work here sooner rather than later.
Well, maybe a little time will relax us.
Maybe, yeah.
Nothing like a good shift at the warehouse to
to forget about
Forget about a little suicide, life. Nasty monster beast combo.
Or the grocery in Mr. Mazur's case.
Yeah.
Yep, so you kind of, you know, eventually make your way in, you know, try to decompress for a little bit, maybe take a shower, clean off the fear sweat.
The blood.
Yep. I will work as much as I can on the plaster to cover, you know, the corners.
How about a mechanical repair roll?
What's the difficult rolls?
How's that going?
Let's see. It's not that bad. 20.
Okay.
But, yeah. You know, it's clumsy. Clumsy work.
Fair enough. Not nearly as nice as the nice, smooth, rounded room there, sitting there.
Yeah. One. I keep thinking about that.
Sounds so lovely. but eventually, you'll make your way off to work for the evening. And through the both at Jadzik Enterprises and at the Suminyi Grocery, and for Ms. Greer at the Sunoco, at the Sunco, sorry, although she's not here to hear it. Kind of your various supervisors and stuff mentioned that they've had some recent turnover. There's going to be some extra shifts. Some overtime coming up for the next few weeks. We're going to need you here extra. But eventually the work day or work evening, work night, whatever you want to call it, ends. Make your way home. Decompress, bedtime. Wake up on Tuesday.
All right. Well, good for us. We made it through another day.
We have an appointment. Social services today.
You do?
Yeah, we were supposed to have a visit with the girl.
Ooh.
Oh, well, good luck with that.
Well, that was something that Trey and I were going to do before we found out from Peter that we apparently did not make a good impression threatening the guy's wife. People can be pretty sensitive about that. So somebody else has got to go.
Yeah.
Frank, you were there, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go.
Guess you could take Peter. He's made a good impression.
I'll go by myself. Peter, you can stay here. Make sure nothing happens with the brooch.
Oh, is good. Peter has enough?
I think Peter still has it. He was the one. He had it.
Yeah.
I pick it up.
Kevin had it.
I pick it up.
Yeah. You're the one carrying around the danger artifact. I forgot you had it. Good, good, good.
Okay. So, Mr. Romero, you are headed off to the social services building.
Yes.
Into Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Mazur, Mr. Griffin.
We could go see the other people in the building and let them. Maybe we should have a memorial service for Zulima. Because remember, we did knock on a door and somebody wasn't home. Which is weird because we don't seem to go anywhere.
Up on the top floor, you mean?
Yeah. Maybe we have a memorial service for her tomorrow. Mm. Morning.
Sure.
Do give us a reason to meet our neighbors.
Seems like a good idea.
Okay. So the two of you will organize a memorial service for
some Zulima. Posters for the room.
Yep. Go door to door, seeing if we can talk to people.
Okay. Yep. Seems reasonable. Let's follow Mr. Romero to the social services building. Make your way across Staten Island, ferry over to Manhattan, to the social services building, or to the city building in which the social services office resides, up to the appropriate floor, into the office. Were you here before, Mr. Romero?
I'm trying to remember.
He was. Okay.
I was? Okay.
Yeah. There was a crowd of us there.
Yeah.
There was like five of us.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's, as you remember it, you think the people waiting in the lobby have changed, maybe. Mm-hmm. Kind of hard to tell. It's, it's still very sad and depressed looking. Parents, young parents, grandparents, a few children sitting around, just kind of downcast, very depressing place. Presumably you go to the secretary, I have an appointment at such and such.
I do. With
Whatever Nico, time. Yep. With Mr. Nico. She says, okay, have a seat. Mr. Nico will call you when we'll call you when he's ready.
Okay. All right. I'll sit down away from the corners of the place.
Fair enough. Give me a luck roll.
Yeah, lucky. Hard success.
Okay. So only about half an hour after the actual time of the appointment. Mm-hmm. The door to the back opens and you see someone you recognize, Mr. Randall Nico, standing there.
I'll stand up with a smile.
Kind of, he kind of looks down at a clipboard in his hands. Mr. Griffin?
No, it's me, Mr. Romero. Griffin wasn't able to make it. Hi. Do you remember me? I saw you the other day.
You were with Mr. Griffin. And what was the lady's name? Miss Greer. Yes. Yes. Yeah. I remember you, Mr. Romero.
Yes. Well, we were waiting for you to bring the girl to
this way.
Cemetery.
Ed, we'll
I will say that as I entered into the office.
Okay. Was Frank with us when we went to their house?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was Peter.
All right.
No, Peter went the second time. Griffin and Greer went the first time. They went the threatening time, and then Mr. Michael went the polite time. So he kind of leads you through, the interior of the back. It's kind of just a little maze of hallways. This kind of ugly beige carpet and beige walls and more of the same, very unfortunate fluorescent lighting overhead, to a office. Name on the door says Nico. He opens the door. Come in.
Thank you, Mr. Nico.
And you can see, inside his office it's a fairly small office. There's a desk. There's three chairs for on the guest side of the desk, and then a very ratty, worn-looking office chair that he kind of falls into on the business side of the desk. And, the desk is just piled high with stacks of thick folders, you know, each of which has a name on it. There's shelves behind him that are just, you know, stacked full of more of these folders. So what can I do for you, Mr. Romero? I believe this is about
Carolina.
Carolina, yes. Roldan. Yes.
Yes.
Let me just a moment. He kind of digs through one of the stacks on his desk.
So I was saying, we were waiting for you at the cemetery to bring the little girl, but you never got there. What happened?
Cemetery. And he kind of pages through the... Oh, that's... Yes, a couple of days ago, that would have been on the 26th. That's right. That's when... Oh, that was... Yes, that was the... Mr. Michael, I believe it was, showed up at my home about this.
Oh, really?
Are you friends with Mr. Michael?
No, not really. We live in the same building, sitting around. I wouldn't call him a friend.
Yes, yeah, I see. I remember Mrs. Roldan was buried on Sunday.
Yes.
I'd hoped we would be able to take Carolina to say goodbye, but unfortunately, I don't know if you are aware or not, but she is at best a material witness, at worst a suspect in the death of her grandmother. So that kind of complicates things.
No. I don't believe that is the case anymore. Now, I will make a pause. Did you guys tell me about the letter?
Oh, sure. I would have told you at some point during the day at the warehouse.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, no, that's not the point. That's not the case anymore. The police are, they found who actually killed the grandmother of Carolina.
Oh, well, that'll be good for the girl if it wasn't actually her who did it.
Of course not.
I'm sure that will come through within. If that is indeed the case, then I'm sure that will show up eventually. That'll make things certainly better for Carolina.
But when can we see her? We should be able to talk to her at least.
Let's see. He kind of pages through the folder. I don't believe you are any relation to the young girl. So why exactly is it that...
We were close. We were close to her abuela. And, I know that we are not related, blood related, but we were close friends. I will lie.
I see. Fast talk roll.
Right. Can you believe I got a 0.5?
Fast talking about the fast talk.
I got the base though.
Well, if you were good friends, it would certainly do Carolina some good to see a friendly face.
Yes.
No matter what happens. Well, if it is true, as you say, that the police have an alternate suspect and are able to release her, then we will be sending them in if that happens. And I don't know that that's going to happen, but if that happens, then we will place her with a foster family. It usually takes a good week or so. I don't know how long it would, if the police do decide they have a better suspect. That will probably take a couple of days at least. So let's see. Today is the 28th. Why don't you come? Let's make an appointment for you to come back. Oh, say Monday. And we can see where things stand.
But where are you holding the little girl right now?
Oh, there's a number of juvenile facilities around the city.
Jim, can I look at the office? Is it like, does it have like a window?
No.
You can break in?
No window.
I see. Monday, huh? That's too far away, though. It's been a while since we don't know anything about the little girl. I have law, so can I roll law and see if this is according to the law or?
Yep, go right ahead.
And that is a pass, normal success.
It is very much so. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very good. I'll be back on Monday then.
Okay, very good. You know, for the girl's sake, I do hope things work out well for her.
Well, they will. Thank you. I'll try to, you know, be nice to him. And thankful. I appreciate all that you're doing for Carolina. Those of us who knew her and knew her grandma are very thankful for your efforts.
Well, we try to do what we can. I know it may not seem like it at some times, but everything we do is in the best interests of the child. That's where our focus is.
Can I play? Can I roll a psychology on this guy?
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
See how 0-3.
So
on a roll.
Yeah. So, you know, Randall Nico is, you know, a social services bureaucrat, right? Mm-hmm. You know, in New York City in 1976. You know, he is a functionary. He is incredibly limited in, you know, the scope of, you know, things that he can actually control. He is, you know, clearly you can tell from him personally, you know, as well as being here in his office, he is absolutely, you know, way too overworked. You know, with, you know, however many hundreds of case files he has stacked around his office right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that are clearly, you know, active case files of some description. But he is also, you know, to the extent that someone in that position can be, he is very much, you know, earnest and being honest about, you know, wanting to do the best for, you know, Carolina in specifically the children in general. You know, you don't get any sense of disingenuity from him at all.
Okay. Good. I'll shake his hand now in that case. And I look really, really thankful for his efforts.
Oh, it's my pleasure. As I said, we try to do what we can. You can see yourself out. Please make sure to make an appointment for Monday with the receptionist.
Oh, yes, we'll do. We'll do. On the way out, I'm going to take a look at the setup of this office in case that I need to break in.
Okay, fair enough. And I assume make your way home.
Yes, after making the appointment, yes.
Yep. Okay. The appointment is set.
Good.
Meanwhile, back at the Hoffman building, Mr. Griffin, Mr. Mazur, putting up some flyers, knocking on doors.
Yeah. Starting up on the top floor and working our way down, or perhaps the other way. But, yeah.
Okay. I'm
certainly up for a door-to-door tour. Well,
it's up to you, whichever way you want to go.
Let's start at the top. There we go. Okay. I mean, the bottom. There we go.
Yeah, the other top.
Start at the top of the bottom or the bottom of the top? Okay. So the first floor is very easy to cover since that's the manager's office, which you know is empty. Mm-hmm. Asuncion and Carolina's old apartment, which you know is empty, and Mr. Griffin's apartment, which you know is not empty, but there's probably not much point in knocking on that door.
Yep. Okay.
You make your way up to the second floor. Number four, you have not met the occupant of. Give me a luck roll.
That is party luck.
Sure.
So to speak. Yep. I am at 32. I feel like there's going to be a lot of people not home today. that is a 33, so that may be one of them.
Okay, yep, there's no answer. Number five is your apartment, Mr. Mazur. Number six is, well, it's Zulima's apartment, so.
Zulima, yep. Don't have to go there.
Give that a berth. I make your way up to the third floor. Number seven is Ms. Greer's apartment. Number eight. Give a knock at that door.
Screw's apartment. Oh, failed that luck roll. She's not home.
That's a 31.
Yeah. Oh, wait. What's your luck?
That's good. No, that's a success.
Oh, good.
Yep. You knock at the door and just a moment.
Thank you.
The door opens and standing there is someone you know.
Hey.
The psychiatrist, Dr. Benici. The Turkish fellow. Oh, Mr. Mazur, very good to see you. Oh, terrible tragedy, what happened with Zulima.
It is.
I can't hardly believe it. She was so young and full of life.
I very much agree, and we would like to invite you to say a few words. At a memorial tomorrow.
Oh, for Zulima, of course I will come. Yes, absolutely. Wonderful. You could not keep me away. Ah, the poor girl.
And if you see, tragic.
Oh, oh no, just so tragic. We just, she seems so filled with life. But we found a suicide note.
A suicide note? Well, wow.
Yes.
He kind of gives a little shake. Can't not believe I did not see it. If she was truly suicidal, I should have seen that. I should have known. You can see tears start filling up in his eyes.
There may be a lot of things going on. I don't know. Do you know who lives in number four downstairs?
Number four downstairs. It is a Portuguese gentleman, I believe. Let me think. No, I don't know the name. I'm certain I've said hello to him at some point, but.
Well, if you see him, he wasn't home when we stopped by. So, if you see him, please let him know. We'll try again.
Certainly, I will do so.
Thank you.
How is Mr. Romero? He was quite disturbed the other day.
Oh, he's not much better. No,
he is disturbed.
Oh, I am sorry to hear it. Well, please do let him know if you see him. My offer stands. I'm more than happy to take him on as a patient if I can help.
Oh, I think he's probably too proud. He really doesn't have the money to pay you.
Oh, money is not the problem. I do not worry about such things. Mm. We are neighbors. We must stick together and do what we can for each other.
Well, we'll ask him, but he's been strange lately. He's been putting spackling in the corner of his rooms.
Yes, I remember he said he was quite frightened of corners for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't believe I've ever heard of such a pathology before, but... Well, if there's anything I can do for himself or yourselves, if it can be quite disturbing to lose even someone you barely knew in this kind of way. So if you would like to talk, you're always welcome to give me a call.
You're very, very kind. Thank you.
Yes. Make our way to the next door.
Well, the number 9 on the 3rd floor here is Mr. Romero's apartment. So, not much point there.
Don't want to invite him, that's for sure.
Well, I don't trust him, but I don't want to.
Make your way up to the 4th floor. Number 10. Knock, knock, knock. Knock, knock, knock.
63.
Ooh.
Well above.
There's no answer. Moving on to number 11. Number 11 is Mr. Michael's apartment. Probably also not much point with that one.
Okay, yeah.
Number 12. This is someone you haven't met.
01.
There you go.
Oh, very nice. As you come up, as you walk up to the apartment, the door opens. and a woman steps out. She is in her 30s, kind of curly, dark, kind of thick, curly, dark hair. Oh, hello. I'm sorry. I was just headed out.
Hi, I'm Kevin Mazur from downstairs. This is Kevin, Kirk Griffin.
Nice to meet you,
Kirk.
We're arranging a memorial for Zulima. And we wanted to invite everyone in the building.
I'm sorry, Zulima? Who is?
She is the young woman who died yesterday.
Oh no, the one who jumped out the window, they said.
Yes.
I heard about that. I did not know her, but
well, if you would like to come, you're still more than welcome.
Tragic thing to jump out a window. I can't imagine someone doing that. Sorry, when and where?
We've decided. What do you think we would have decided?
We would have decided tomorrow at noon because we have late shifts. So
right, tomorrow noon at my apartment, your apartment.
Sure, my apartment's fine, and we'll have sandwiches. Be fine.
Excellent.
Late sandwiches. Yeah.
Oh well, I will see if I can make it. I will try to at least stop by.
Thank you.
What do you do?
What do I do? Oh, I work as a a sales clerk.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I do a little, some alterations as well for a little seamstress work for when we sell dresses, but at the shop, 3 blocks down, perhaps you've seen it. Mostly ladies dresses, clothing, simple things for ladies in the neighborhood. Nothing too fancy.
Oh, well, that's nice. Yeah. Did you know Zalima very well?
I didn't know her at all.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, well, thanks for your time.
What was your name again? I'm sorry.
Eva Marinos.
Eva Marinos. Very nice to meet you.
Always nice to meet some neighbors.
Yes, even in sad circumstances, it's good to meet the neighbors.
Absolutely.
And we'll carry on.
Make your way up to the fifth floor. May or may not bypass apartment number 13, as you know that is Miss Janelle's.
Bad luck.
Number 14.
Number 14 is above my luck, 62.
There is no answer. Number 15.
Nope.
Okay.
Johnny's always home.
To the sixth floor, number 16. Yes. You knock on that door and you hear that voice you recognize. It takes 5 minutes for him to get to the door. Oh, Kevin.
Hey. It wasn't. No, yeah. Kirk was with last time, right? Was
it yeah.
Peter. Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm just not noticeable.
Johnny, we're organizing a memorial for Zulima tomorrow.
Zulima, is that nice nice young pregnant lady who jumped out the window yesterday?
That's the one. Yeah.
Oh. What a tragedy. That's, oh my goodness.
Very much so. So we wanted to give folks a chance to maybe get together and, say a few words.
Oh, I didn't know her that well, but when and where?
Tomorrow at noon in Kirk's apartment. If we can help you get there. Do you think you'll want to come?
Absolutely. If you can, you two can help me get down the stairs, I would love to.
Wonderful. You just show us what we need to do and we'll do it.
Oh, that sounds good. I was about to say I look forward to it, but shouldn't really
exactly.
Look forward to these things.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know what you mean.
I hope you know what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're gonna
good on the two of you for organizing something like this. I don't think many people would go to the trouble.
We'll go see if you said her name was Anne, right next door.
Yeah.
See if Anne's home, and then do you know who's in 18?
In 18? Yeah, that's young Brendan.
Brendan,
good fellow.
You doing all right?
Oh yeah, I'm doing fine. We're all good here.
Good. All right. We'll see you tomorrow then. If not before.
Absolutely.
And go see if Anne's home.
Luck roll.
Ooh, that one flipped over. That's a 10. She might be here.
Hello. Yes. Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Can I help you? Yes. I'm sorry. English very bad. No want by paper.
No, don't worry. We're not selling anything. Did you know Zulima?
Zulima? Who's Zulima?
A young woman yesterday.
Oh, the young woman who died. Yeah. Oh, no. I not know her.
We're doing a memorial, a memory for her tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Maybe I come. I see.
She closes
the door as you're saying, yeah, as you're
okay. Yep.
As you're wedding and wearing her, she's closing the door on you.
All right. Yeah. Okay. That seems fine. let's see about young Brendan, whoever he is.
Knock roll.
And we'll knock on 18. It's a 47.
That's all right.
There is keep no odds.
All right. Well, I will. Maybe I'll make some. Just write out some slips of paper for those people. There's only four of them that. Four or five of them that. That weren't home that we don't know. So I can make up some notes for them.
That makes sense. Slip them under the door.
Yep.
Just about the time you're finished doing that, Mr. Romero rolls home, I should think.
Okay. And I run into them and, hey, bad news, good news. Bad news, still nothing of Carolina. Good news, I have an appointment for Monday.
So he put you off another week, huh?
Yeah. So what about you?
Probably a good thing that Trey wasn't there.
Yeah. We started inviting people to a memorial for tomorrow.
Makes sense. I'd like to see what people have to say.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll get to meet some more people here too, but it's all so crazy.
I wanted to be with you to try something.
Uh-oh.
To try yes. What?
I want to try something with the brooch.
Okay, you guys have fun with that.
No. You come with us, mister. It's better if we stay together.
It's just something you want to do in the... Right, exactly. In maybe... the manager's apartment?
Yes, exactly. You got it right. That's what I was thinking, so we can be safe. Yeah.
It was after that this thing came.
I want to see what this girl was doing just before that. Maybe half an hour before that. Maybe she talked to someone. It's a powerful tool. I think we should use it to make sense of what is happening.
Might be.
Right.
I mean, I'll go with you. That's fine.
I'm gonna go get the stuff for the lunch tomorrow. I'll see you guys later.
Makes sense.
That's a disappointment. Oh no.
Yeah.
All
well,
right.
How was your visit with the kid? Oh, never mind.
Okay, so yeah, Mr. Griffin is going shopping.
We haven't had a shopping episode in a while.
Mr. Mazur and Mr. Romero, so you're going down to the manager's apartment?
Yes.
Yep.
Ted? Okay. The door is still unlocked.
All right. Make sure no one sees him.
It is as you remember it.
Okay. Now we'll give that a try.
So I am you're going keeping to... a very sharp lookout for smoke.
Okay. So, Mr. Romero, you're going to attempt to use the brooch again.
Yes.
And so what place are you looking at?
Her apartment, half an hour before the incident.
Her apartment, half an hour before the incident. Okay. Fair enough. As you did before, right? You kind of lift the brooch up before your eyes. You know how this works. Kind of focus, try to lose yourself in it. Try to hold in your mind the idea of apartment number 6 here in the Hoffman Building yesterday, whenever the appropriate time was. Give me a power.
Oh, maybe I'm sorry. Which incident?
The when the creature started to show up in the middle of the stairs.
She was not in her apartment, though. She was coming in the building.
Were you thinking? Though. Well, yeah.
If you're looking for Zulema,
yes.
You're looking at what happened to Zulema half an hour before the thing.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
But if you're looking for her location, you don't know where that is, though, right?
Well, we don't know if she was coming from her apartment to come up the stairs or if she was coming from outside. If her apartment's below us and she was coming upstairs.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So she might well have been in her apartment.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll find out something, maybe.
Yeah. So I press power roll.
Okay. Yeah, so you kind of, you as before, you lose yourself in the pink crystal fog of the brooch that starts to clear, and you see Zulema's apartment laid out below you. It very much reminds you of a couple of days ago when you, the first time you used the brooch to look at Asuncion's apartment, but this is clearly Zulema's apartment. Lose a magic point, make a sand roll.
A sand roll is a failure.
D3.
1.
Okay. And
two sanity points. Okay.
And you see in Zulema's apartment, you see Zulema. She is dressed as she was when you saw her go out the window, or you didn't actually see her go out the window, but when you saw her come past you. She's kind of moving about her apartment. It kind of takes you a second to realize what she's doing. She's cleaning. Yeah, she's kind of wiping down the counters in the kitchen, putting dishes away.
Okay.
You keep watching?
Yes. I want to see what happened. That actually, if someone called her or came to talk to her, that asked her to go and meet us. Okay. The building.
Yep. So she, she kind of does that for, a good 5 minutes, and you can lose another magic point.
Okay.
And then, she's kind of got all the dishes squared away and counter wiped down, and the kitchen table wiped down, and she steps out into the living room and starts sweeping. A little vacuum. She vacuums the carpet. Does that for, 5, 6, 7 minutes. You can lose another magic point.
Wow.
She heads into the bedroom. You can see the bed is made. It's fairly picked up, but she kind of vacuums around the bedroom as well. Puts the vacuum away. Comes back out into the living room. You can lose another magic point.
Okay.
So, Mr. Mazur, from your perspective, you know, you're just kind of standing there watching. You've now been, you know, just kind of standing there watching, you know, Mr. Romero gaze into the crystal for a good 20 minutes now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can see him just visibly, you know, starting to sag.
Yeah.
You know, growing tired, growing weak. You know, his eyes kind of sagging a little bit, his shoulders drooping. Mr. Romero, you see, you know, as she puts her vacuum away, and then, you know, she kind of comes out into the living room, and she goes to grab up her purse, and then she stops. You know, it's almost like she just freezes in place.
I will say aloud, something's happening.
Well, you okay?
She's not there for, you know, more than, you know, 10 seconds or so, kind of almost frozen in place.
But is she looking at towards a specific place in the apartment, or?
She's just like looking at her purse, like she's picking it up. It almost looks like she was, you know, getting ready to go out, and then she just froze in place.
Okay.
For a good 10, 15 seconds. And then she kind of lurches and sags, and she looks around the apartment and see that there are some tears forming in her eyes. She opens up a drawer, and she goes into the kitchen, pulls the drawer open, and she pulls out an envelope. She goes into the living room, drops down onto the couch, kind of holds her head in her hand, kind of sobbing for a moment. And reaches forward, kind of pulls up a photograph in a picture frame sitting on the table, looks at it for a moment, puts her hand on her belly, kind of sobs again for a little bit. You can lose another magic point.
Okay.
And she puts the table, or she puts the photograph back on the.
Who is on the photograph?
It is a photograph of what looks like a younger version of Zulema, with an older man and a woman that you don't recognize.
Okay.
If you had to guess, it looks like a family photograph. You know, her parents or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
She puts the photograph on the table, or she puts the frame on the table, you know, kind of turns it so it's facing the door, takes the envelope, leans it up against the frame, stands up, puts her purse back where she got it from, and walks out the door.
I'll stop them, feeling so tired, and kind of I'll just go ahead and tell Mazur what just happened. Looks like she was totally fine until it's like something talked to her, but I was not able to see anything. And then she changed completely. It's kind of sense. She knew what she was going to do next, right? It was like a normal day, and then something triggered. Whatever
you say, she made the the envelope ahead of time. Like she was expecting this somehow.
Yes. It's very strange.
Yeah. None of this is making any sense, but we should, maybe we should bring the photograph to the memorial. That would be nice, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Let's do that.
You still have the keys?
We left them in the door. I guess we can see what the, whether the police locked it or what they did.
Okay. Mr. Griffin is pretty good at opening doors, I've heard.
Yeah, and I guess I've seen him actually do that. Well, fail to do that, but yeah, I think we could, we can probably get in otherwise. Yeah, let's go see.
Probably not too much. So that, you know, I mean, that took a good 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's real time watching.
Yes.
Yep.
All right. So I got some tomatoes and some lettuce. Oh, you want to do that? Okay.
Party tray.
Yeah. All right. I will get back with the foods. And, yeah.
Okay.
Try to find the others.
We will be found.
Yeah, I'm sure you can eventually look back up.
So we're thinking about getting a picture from
Suleiman's. That picture that was on apartment. On the coffee table would be nice to have at the memorial. It was probably her and her parents or something. I don't know, but
let's go see. They might not even have locked it. They don't see.
That's what I was thinking. Kind of maybe a little careless. Yeah.
Make your way to Zulima's apartment. It is locked.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Well, you can see if they didn't lock it.
Say they didn't lock it. Yeah. Let's find out. Nope. They locked it pretty well. They really locked it. Of course, there's no fire escape here, so that's not an option. I mean, could try to bump it open, but
I wouldn't want anything to get broken or something. That'd be
yeah. Well, you know, maybe we call the manager and see if she.
No. She's. I don't trust her.
Okay. Well, I don't know how to get into the room there.
Well, you know, we don't have the photo. We don't have the photo. It's not the end of the world.
All right.
Yeah.
So by this time, it's probably getting pretty close to headed to work time.
Yeah.
Go get ready to work, get ready to go to work and change and head off. And Mr. Griffin, you know, if you wanted to head up for one last go tonight at Zulima's door, I'll certainly let you.
Sure. Why not? Nope, it's even more locked than it was before.
Okay. Fair enough.
That happens.
Yep, so you head off to work. They mention again that kind of starting tomorrow, you know, we're going to need some extra help. Pick up some extra, you know, pick up some double shifts, overtime, all that good stuff.
Sure.
I mean,
something to look forward to.
What's our status? Do we have to do it?
It's implied, yes.
It is highly recommended. by management.
Yes.
Okey-dokey.
If you don't want to, we can always find someone else to fill this position.
Jill is starting to feel safer, so.
Gaming to escape reality.
But eventually the workday ends. You make your way home. Wednesday, the 29th of September, dawns. And we're definitely early, but I think let's go ahead and call this session here.